Accounting methods. Topics covered. Cash basis accounting. And accrual basis accounting and the matching principle. Very small businesses often use a single entry system to record revenue when received and expenses when they are paid. For example, a traveling massage business, Magic Fingers, may choose to record all cash received from clients as revenue. Cash paid, such as for massage oil, is recorded as an expense. At the end of the year, Magic Fingers will add up all revenue items for cash received and some expenses into accounts like travel and supplies. Because the business records income and expenses only when cash is actually paid, it is on the cash basis method of accounting. Small businesses primarily rely on a basic income statement, also referred to as a profit and loss statement, which displays revenue minus expenses to arrive at a profit or loss. This information will be used to make business decisions and prepare tax filings at year end. Rules for recording these transactions may be governed by the Internal Revenue Service, the Tax Collection Agency for the United States. Academic and business accounting will generally be performed using a double entry system. This system requires that every transaction affect two accounts. For example, a business deposits $1,000 into the checking account. To record this event, the cash account increases $1,000. Next, the accountant must decide how to classify the other side of the transaction, which will help answer, where did the cash come from? This $1,000 could have been a transfer of cash, a loan received, an investment received, or revenue earned for providing goods and services, or even a refund from returning something to the store. In this example, the $1,000 came from a loan in the liability section of the balance sheet. Therefore, the accountant will manually record or use accounting software to both increase cash assets for $1,000 and increase notes payable liabilities for $1,000. The double entry system creates checks and balances to ensure that all transactions are recorded. At the end of the accounting period, usually every 3 months or a year, the accountant will have recorded each transaction against cash and appropriate revenue or expense account. If there are outstanding checks and deposits, ending cash will need to match the bank reconciliation. The summary of all transactions will be recorded into the final balance sheet, in which both sides of the financial statement must be equal to each other, also referred to as balancing. This process ensures that all cash transactions have been recorded, but does not necessarily guarantee accuracy. In sum, in double entry accounting, every transaction affects at least two accounts. Accounting records must balance on the balance sheet. Cash basis accounting. Cash basis accounting uses the flow of cash to determine when to recognize transactions on the accounting record. Revenue earned for services will be booked when cash is received and expenses are recorded as either cash or credit when they are paid. The double system acts by using two entries for each transaction to ensure records balance. Inventory items paid for in cash are still considered assets until sold and expensed as cost of goods sold. A major problem with cash basis accounting is that revenue and associated expenses may not match up in the same accounting period. For example, Consulting Corp could have $50,000 in amounts billed to clients in December that it will not collect until January of the next year. Under the cash basis, the expenses for travel and employees have been deducted for December because they were paid out. Revenue would only be recorded when it's received in January. Therefore, December's income wouldn't match the expenses in the same accounting period. Under cash accounting, a business may accumulate debts that are not reflected as expenses in the proper period. For example, the business Shady Manufacturing does not pay $75,000 cash for employees, contractors, electricity, and suppliers during the month of December. Under the cash basis, Shady Manufacturer would not be required to record these expenses and may appear more profitable in December. Because cash basis accounting does not match revenue expenses well, it is not permitted under generally accepted accounting principles in the United States, U.S. GAAP. In sum, cash basis accounting. Revenue is recognized when received and expense is recognized when paid. Cash basis accounting is not permitted under U.S. GAAP. Accrual basis accounting and the matching principle. Accrual basis accounting is based upon generally accepted accounting principles. This system is double entry and matches revenues and expenses during the proper period. For example, a company could have $50,000 in amounts billed to clients in December that it will not collect until January. Under the accrual basis of accounting, the company would record $50,000 of revenue because the amount was both earned and realizable. It was earned because services were performed to satisfaction and realizable because the amounts were already billed to the client. The $50,000 is recorded in revenue and the assets account accounts receivable. Accounts receivable in this case is amounts owed to the company for services. Since the revenue is recorded in December, the expenses for this same time period also match the revenue earned. Accrual accounting takes into consideration liabilities that a company is increasing during the accounting period. For example, Shady Manufacturing Company does not pay $75,000 cash for employees, contractors, electricity, and supplies during the month of December. Under the accrual basis of accounting, Shady would record $75,000 of expense and $75,000 of liabilities in the form of accounts payable and accrued expenses. Accrual accounting matches the expenses to the proper time period, also referred to as periodicity. Accrual accounting is based on the principle that requires a company to match revenues to related expenses in the correct time period. Revenue must be recognized, as in recorded in the proper accounting period, when earned and realizable, meaning that services have to be performed, goods have to be shipped, and the payment is expected. Expenses must be recognized when incurred. The actual payment of cash is recorded but will not affect revenue or expense accounts at that time. Accrual accounting in sum. Required accounting method under U.S. GAAP. Accrual accounting recognizes revenue when earned and realizable. Expenses are recognized when incurred.